Hey, legends, this is episode 10. This is Kat Pine, I'm talking to you, the Fit for Life girl. I hope you're having an epic day. It is Friday that I'm recording this. I'm walking around Alton Water. I'm actually going to walk and talk today because I like to walk and there's not a lot of people here. I'm like saying this in episode 10, I like to walk. Yeah, you're like, yeah, we kind of know this. Because if you've listened to 9 episodes up until this point, you know that one of said episodes is actually about walking. But anyway, so this is what I'm doing. I'm going to chat to you whilst I talk. The Alton Water is quite fresh today and there's not a lot of people walking around. So, and it's not windy. So it's ideal conditions, to be fair. So I hope this comes out clear for you and that you enjoy the next 13 lessons as such that I've sort of learnt. I'm going to say learnt. I'm going to say actually just utilised or clarified or have come into play that have made me kind of think, yeah, actually, that is, I've really highlighted that, or it's allowed me to kind of really want to express it to you guys. All right, so I'm doing 13 because it's been 13 weeks of lockdown so far. Not sure what day we're on. I'm going to say 90 something. So I'm going to basically just go through those. So without further ado, number one, it's not in any order either. No particular, like number one, or number 13 is the most prevalent sort of lesson that you should definitely take into your life. If you grab maybe one or two sort of things from this episode, then that's brilliant. And that's all I'm really here to do, is to speak to you lovely guys who are listening and to try and give you some insight into different ways that you can get fitter for life, both mentally and physically. Sorry, I've just got a little bit out of breath. There are some definite steeper hills around Alton Water. They just come randomly. So you can just turn around and just see this real steep incline. So I'm going to really try and, not get out of breath. If there's like 5 second pause, I'm okay. I'm just getting some more oxygen into my lungs. Anyway, so I'm going to go with this one for number one. Embrace your weirdness. Number one, embrace your weirdness. Now, I say that because I am I think everyone has their own little individual sort of weird ways about them. We've all got our little sort of unique parts about us that make us who we are. And I think in this lockdown period, it is really kind of, it's kind of brought into play that you should really actually just express them. Because those who mind don't matter, those who matter don't mind. And you just got to be yourself in everything that you do. Because ultimately, it filters the people around you. So those people who are your true friends will just stick by you. Those people who are actually just sort of your fake friends as such will realise, actually, I don't want to be your mate anymore. Or not that you don't want to be your mate anymore, but it will just literally allow them to, well, you just filter out. But also, it's about just being who you are and not wanting to feel like you need to be a certain type of person, because then you're just always sort of faking it. And it's a job, and you always have to think about what you're going to do or say. And it's like, whoa, just be you. Express it. Be, you know, wear what you want to wear. Say what you want to say. You know, obviously not, you have to obviously think about what you say. You can't be going around saying nasty things and stuff. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just basically express yourself for who you are as a person. Those people that want to be your friends or around you will be attracted to you because who you are. And you haven't got to walk around kind of with this mask on the whole time, so to speak. But you can just be free to express yourself. So that's my first point. Basically, embrace yourself. Embrace your weirdness. Express yourself. Number two, relax. We're all just winging it. And I said that in episode 9. And it's true in respect of lots of things are changing at the minute. None of us have been in this position before. And we have to literally just go, okay, this is how we're going to adapt now. This is what we're going to do. And trust the process. And trust the people around you. Regain that support from those that matter. Just keep the ball rolling in respect of actually, know that everyone is just waking up trying to do their best to the end of the day. I always think that. I don't try to react or get triggered by people, because ultimately everyone's in a different position. And when you program your mind to think, actually, everyone is just waking up and trying to get to the end of the day, it really makes you kind of realise, actually, we're all on different paths and everyone's just doing their best. So that's number two. Number three is something that I just put on Instagram in regards to the cure of everything, or of anything, is either sweat, tears, seawater, and ultimately seeing the sunrise and the sunset is a big thing too, and that's completely free. Now, I say that the cure for anything, salt water, sea, sweat and tears, because you can, if you're having a shit day, so to speak, go have a good cry or go for a run, smash up a workout or go and walk by or get in the sea, and you know, you can just feel completely liberated. Your endorphins pumped. And if you don't want to do any of them, you can just go and sit and watch the sunrise or the sunset. Because ultimately, I feel that you just get lost in it. And it's completely free. And it's so powerful because you can just sit there. And I've actually just inhaled a fly. For real. I have no choice to even get that out of my mouth. It just went down. Well, that's extra protein straight there, right in there. Excuse me. So, sunrise and sunset here. I'm not going to take that out. I could easily just rewind that and edit that out, but I'm not. Just inhale the fly. There you go. Anyway, so, sunrise and sunset. I mean, I saw the sunrise this morning. I got up at 3:45. We went down to Felixstowe, a group of us. One of my friends, Scott, had a spare surfboard. We just sat on the boards in the sea and watched the sunrise, and it was like epic. It was so cool. And in those moments in time, you just think, wow, you could not put a price on this. And to be honest with you, like if having a sunrise was, you had to pay for it, there'd be queues of people queuing up to pay for a little glimpse of a moment in time. But because it's free, people don't like realise the value of it. You know, there's a quote for that. You know, people realise the value of nothing and the cost of everything. And it's, you know, it's the sunrises and sunsets. If you don't want to, you know, go for a run, or you don't want to go in the sea, or you don't want to have a good cry, then just go sit and watch the sun set. Clarity can be gained and it's epic. So that is, I don't even know what number it is. I'm just going to go through all of it. I think this is we're going now into number four. But just roll with it, to be honest with you, because I've got a sheet of paper here that I'm walking around with. I've dotted bullet points rather than numbers, and I know there's 13 points on it, so I'm just gonna keep the ball rolling. Do things that make you harder to kill. Ultimately, people ask me all the time, what does fit for life mean? I always break down what the meaning of fit is and what the meaning of life is, and then just put them together and basically say it's just all about adapting your body to be able to condition itself to perform optimally and be ready for the unknown. You know, fitness, it's about, you know, being in prime condition to be able to fight against disease, being able to adapt, change, grow. You know, life around us is about, you know, organisms growing, adapting. And so with this one, you know, do the things that make you hard to kill, do the cardio, the endurance, go for a long walk, do stuff that's tough, that's going to challenge you, because growth and comfort don't coexist. Lift weights, you know, fight gravity, push yourself to allow your body to grow, give it a stimulus, give it a reason to change, and then adapt to cold as well. Cold thermogenesis is so important. If you, the thing is, right, before I got into cold showers and following Wim Hof, who is the, he's got the Wim Hof method, and he's all about sort of cold thermogenesis, live long, over in Hintlesham. I went to the Wim Hof method workshop there. So powerful. Just went through breathing techniques, went through cold therapy, and just really dug deep into the benefits of utilizing something, again, that's completely free, that can have such powerful positive impact on your body and your mind. And tools that you can use that aren't drug related, because a lot of people just tend to use, you know, go to a drug or whatever to mask what the issue is, rather than actually finding it from within, curing it, and then being able to grow and set the foundations to live a better, happier life. So that is number three on that. Do the things that make you hard to kill in respect of number three of go and do the endurance, go lift the weights, and then go expose yourself to cold. I used to be that person that looked at people who used to expose themselves to cold and be like, what, you are a weirdo. Why would you choose to do that? But starting your day with something that you don't want to do literally sets the foundations to then be able to go and conquer whatever it is that your day throws at you, because you've built that confidence from the off. So we're going to go now into number five, I think it is. Intelligent people discuss ideas, average people discuss things, and small-minded people discuss people. So basically, weak people seek revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. So this is in respect of people that you might be triggered by or people that might come into play in your life. And you'll find that there are some people that will just like to chat about other people. And there are some people in your life that all they do is just bitch. And you're like, whoa, have you not got anything better to do? Or nothing better to talk about than just another person or bringing someone else down? And oftentimes, it's not about that the other person's got an issue. It's the issue is within the person chatting about that person itself. Because they're the ones with the insecurities, the jealousy. Usually, 99% of the time, it's because that person's envious or jealous of that person. So you find those people that are in your sort of like solar system as such, that are orbiting around where you're at. Some people that, are sort of like those asteroids that are coming into play that aren't really welcomed, but you have to sort of like just let them float by. Some people you choose to be in your orbit as such, but like I'm just saying, there's people around, different personalities. There's some people that will talk to you about different ideas and motivate you to be the better you. There are some people that will talk to you about different things in life, like events. And then there are those people that will just chat about other people. And you sometimes just go, okay, cool, that's a nice opinion. And not really get lured into wanting to chat back because you're not that person. So, that's just one of my points. Don't find yourself wanting to seek revenge or, because ultimately it's not about you most of the time. It's about that other person and you don't want to sink to their level. Because like I said before, it's like playing chess with a pigeon. They'll just knock all your pieces over and then shit all over your board and pretend that they've won. And you've got nothing you can do about it. So don't sink to the level of lower minded people. They will just beat you with experience. Number six, let's have a little gander. Think about the last thing that made you belly laugh and go do more of it. So think about now for a sec, when was the last time that you like proper laughed and like almost pissed yourself because you were just laughing so much and you couldn't control it, and then you laughed even more because you're just laughing at your friend's laugh or whatever. Or it might not even been your friend, it might have been a TV show, or it might have been something else. Wherever that moment was, or whatever you were doing, go do more of that. Go and spend your time with those people that make you laugh and make you happy and make you, there's so much stuff to focus on that isn't going right or negatives. And you've got to have those people that just make you laugh. They are the best people in this planet. Those that are just funny. Funny people are awesome. So, think about that last thing that made your proper belly laugh and just go do more of it. I always say this on one of my... I've been saying quite regularly on my Instagram, if you follow me. Just trying to condition that you're awesome, that you're stronger than you know, to hydrate. And that's one of the key points here is to stop caring about the opinions of others. And it is so hard to do. I mean, I'm still practicing what I preach on that, because oftentimes I'll sort of focus too much on what he thinks or what she thinks. And ultimately, everyone's going to have their opinion, and it's none of your business what other people think. Like I said before, you could save a dog from a burning building and there'd still be someone who thinks you're a dick. And that's fine. There, you have to just, like I said, with the first point at the start, just express yourself, be who you are, embrace your weirdness. You'll attract those people that want to be around you. Ultimately, who cares about the rest? Because, you know, they are not who you want in your life. Actually, it filters it out and it makes your life concentrated with people who actually want to be there and who actually value you as a person. So if there are people that you know, don't like what you do, or if there are people that, well, yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't, but I'm just saying there might be many different reasons, I don't know. But like, what I'm saying is, there are people around that don't spread a positive vibe around you, just let it go. It's not about you. You just got to let it go and add value to those that do. I think I've still got that fly in my throat. Listen, that is literally one of the things I've learned through lockdown. I often would, as someone, I think anyone that runs their own business, or anyone that is very quite, what should I say, quite independent as such, oftentimes if you get given advice, or if you, it's sometimes hard to listen to it because you kind of want to challenge it, or you want to just give your own point, or, you know, it's you're always, because you're so used to being on your own and making your own decisions, sometimes it's hard to actually just sit back and listen. And listening is a massive thing. People sometimes just need your ears. That's why we're given two ears and one mouth. Because it's listening is the more important. Talking is so important too, but listening is important when someone else is talking to you, to really listen and understand. And if, I mean, that's the same with arguments or anything like that. Sometimes people just, it's just about listening to that person's perspective and then saying, okay, I really value what you're saying here. I really understand, you know, just actually lowering it. And sometimes if someone does come at you at quite a heightened expression, or, you know, you believe it to be quite unfair, shit sandwich it. Like, say first, hey, listen, you know, bring the tone down. Just say, hey, you know what? I really value your opinion, and I understand where you're coming from here. Then go into what you feel, and at the end of it, say, how can we get through this to allow us to then go forward and take on this challenging prospect that's come about? Rather than, because at the end of the day, no one wins when you've got an argument. Oftentimes, people, we all just, like, when you've got two people going at each other and no one's listening. Okay, I've got two cyclists going past now, so just stand by for a sec. It's been quite well, to be fair, to have no one go past them within 18 minutes. But we'll just let them go past. But I, that's one of the key things that I've sort of learned during lockdown. There's a reason why silent and listen have the same letters in. Also, Tom Lawrence said that in a post the other day, and it was very powerful. So, my next one. Boop-ba-da-boo. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Now, I've in the past, just be one of those people would be like, yeah, I'll come. And the next minute, I would make up some excuse. And, you know, like I said before in other podcasts, that, like, I'd got over different mental things by day to day telling other people what to do. And then looking at the end of the day and thinking, oh, crap, I didn't do that. And feeling like a bit of a hypocrite. Now, this is something that, in the last couple of years, I've often done, when I'll say, oh yeah, I'll do that, and the next minute I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna go. And you almost have this like knife in your back, because you're just regretting not just sucking it up in the moment and, you know, committing to it. You know, you don't want to be that person that isn't reliable, or, you know, says they're gonna do something and then does the other thing, or just, you know. So that's a big thing for me, and that was one of them, to be honest with you, from this morning, in regards to the beginning of the week. People were like, hey, do you want to go see the sunrise? One of my clients had gone to see it and go for a run at the beach on Saturday for the solstice. I don't know how to say that word, by the way. There's some words, isn't there, where you're like, is that the right way to say it? And then sometimes you say it with confidence, just to try and think that saying it with confidence, it will sound like you know what you're talking about. Solstice. I'm gonna go with it. Solstice. Summer solstice. Yep. It could be ice, but I'm going with this. So she went for a run anyway, and we were like, hey, yes, let's do it. Let's go for a sunrise. Decided to go on the Friday, which was today, And yesterday I was a bit like, yeah, do you know what? Like, I think I need some sleep. I messaged Scott and the others and was like, yeah, I'm just going to have some sleep. And then later on in the day, you know, other friends were like, just, you know, we were going. And you just in that moment, you just go, do you know what? I don't want to be that person that's going to, you know, I've done that so much in the past. Like, no, I'm going to, even if it means skipping a few hours of sleep and maybe feeling a bit tired for the rest of the day, you've stuck by your word. And that's ultimately what's most important. So for me, that was cool this morning because, yeah, you follow through. And that's, you treat it exactly like the end of a workout or at the end of whatever. Like, you just always go through the finish line, play to the whistle, exactly like that. If you say you're going to do something, you own it. And it's those little moments in time that just build you up. Otherwise, you just get baggage, don't you? And you're just carrying around this baggage of regret. And it's just weighs you down. that got deep pretty quick. Oh my God. So I've still got this little bit of a tingle in my throat, right? And I have got some water in my bag. So I'm going to go into my bag and I'm going to drink some of that whilst I look at my sheet for my next one. I don't know what number we're on. You probably know what number we're on, but I don't. So I'm just going to roll with it. Right. Show up regardless of how you feel. So exactly what I kind of just said then. Showing up. Literally, regardless how you feel, the days that you don't want to come, or you don't want to, as in come to a session, or go to work, or see a friend, or the days that you don't want to do something when you've committed to something, and you follow through and you show up, almost counts as double. And that shows what a person you are, if you just literally do the things in those moments in time that you don't really want to do. You know, you got to commit. Showing up is powerful. Showing up regardless how you feel, because ultimately, if we only did things on the days we felt good, you know, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't be progressing, and you can't then moan about the results you don't have with the effort that you don't put in. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. You know the score, right? Kindness makes the world go round. I learned this in lockdown. I knew this before, but it's been so shown. It's well goodly worded. It's been shown a lot during lockdown in regards to just people coming together, showing their support for the NHS, showing their support for each other in hard times, you know, checking in with your mate now and again. Even though we've been sort of pulled apart, it's actually allowed people to connect a lot more. You know, shout out to those people who, you know, family and friends who you don't often talk to, but you've actually connected with because you want to know how they are. You know, when the world has sort of been paused and slowed down, it's allowed us to really kind of reconnect with those people that matter, whether they're old school friends or uni friends. So kindness makes the world go round. Kindness, you know, you're only one smile away from making someone, you could change their complete game just through a smile or a hello. And it's free. And you're doing that, and they could take that smile with them, and it could just flip their mood on the head as such if they're not in a good place. So make positivity louder. Kindness makes the world go round. Penultimate, the most important things aren't things. And that was like this morning with the sunrise. It's completely free. It's not a thing. It's a part of nature. Materialistic things in our lives we have all around us, and we buy them and we want to, you know, Jim Carrey said he wished everyone was rich so he could realize, people could realize how much it's not about that in life. You know, you have people who have taken their lives who are the richest people in the world and who are the most successful people in the world when it comes to their job, but they haven't been happy at all. And ultimately, like, that's so powerful because it's not about what you can buy or the trainers that you wear or the car that you drive. It's about what's between your ears. And, you know, making time for that stuff that does actually make you happy. Making time for you as well. Just taking some time out. Doing things like going for a walk in nature, hearing the birds, looking over at the water, which I'm about to do in a minute, and just kind of taking time just to breathe, knowing that it's okay sometimes not to be okay, knowing that the world is struggling at times, knowing that you just can control the controllables and do what you can with what you have where you are. Last one. Have zero expectations, and guess what? There would be zero disappointment. Guess what trainers I'm wearing? On trainers. Anybody that knows On trainers, you always get stones walking around nature, natural places with Ons on. Ons trainers basically have like little slits in which stones can get caught up in. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know if you could hear the little stones, but slight digression. Zero expectations, zero disappointments. Never, almost like hope for the best, expect the worst kind of vibe. Always kind of just be hopeful, but just don't have too much expectation, because ultimately that just then leads to disappointment all the time, because you're always thinking that something's going to pan out one way or this person's going to do something. And it's the worst thing when someone doesn't do what you do for them. I definitely, do you know what, this fly is just tickled me the whole time. I've just come out onto the water here, an open space, and it's incredible. Things like this where there's no one around. Commentator's error, because two cars are now coming my way too. Always do that, stitch yourself right up. But they are my 13 lessons. Zero expectations, zero disappointments. You know, just go and just think about, I think actually after you've listened to this podcast, just wherever you are at the minute, either with your phone or with your piece of paper, even if it's just one thing, what have you learned positively? What have you learned over lockdown? Or what's one thing that you're going to take with you that into the next sort of chapter of your life? Box office chapters. Nothing lasts forever. It's all a learning at the end of the day. You win some, you learn some. What's one thing that, even like a question for you, what's one thing that you've changed your mind about over lockdown? There you go. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you're having a good day wherever you're at. It's a beautiful day here. And yeah, make sure that you touch base with me if you want to. Send me the feedback, whatever you've got. Tag me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you're at too. I love hearing your feedback. And much love to you all. See you later, guys.